And time now for your letters. Martha Hopkins writes from Tucson, thank you, thank you. She heard our conversations with voters about race and the election. She continued, I only wish your piece had come earlier in the campaign.
Tim Riley wishes it had never come at all. NPR's hyper-liberal stance was revealed once again, he writes, calling the conversation a pretense to criticize the McCain-Palin team.
Now, that same conversation prompted Dale Frinke to write from Laramie, Wyoming, how much did the McCain campaign pay you to air this discussion of race less than 2 weeks before the election? It doesn't matter how delicately you handle the subject. All that matters is the question is raised.
Several listeners were horrified that one voter raised the fear of, quote, chaos if Barack Obama wins. Christy Lippard of Washburn, Wisconsin, objected to that brief soundbite. She writes, maybe you don't realize how tenuous our hold on sanity is in rural America, unquote.
If you'd like to hear for yourself that comment about chaos in its full context and voters' concerns about race, go to NPR.org.
You can also join hundreds of people who commented on the stories and responded to each other online. They are creating their own discussion about race.
And this week, we explained how the bank IndyMac is helping some homeowners avoid foreclosure. That includes the Hendricks family, whose income of $150,000 goes mostly for medical bills. And we got some comments about that.
This is Terry Brown in Hornbeck, Louisiana. My heart goes out to the Hendrickses because my wife became ill with Lyme disease and could not work for a while. We lost two vehicles and almost lost our house. Still, I'm getting a little tired of hearing about rich people's problems. Real America makes less than $100,000 a year. So I ask, what economic crisis is there? It's just another day in the life of real America.
The real life of 16-year-old commentator Mia Sarah Abdullah includes the fallout from her mother's firing.
NYU, Tulane, and Columbia are all schools I've considered applying to, but now they all seem too expensive. Boston University, another school I was excited about, would cost my family more than $200,000 by the time I graduate.
Audrey Smith of Smith College wrote in with advice. Despite some perceptions, private colleges have strong financial aid programs. Sometimes, she writes, the cost of the student is no greater than that of his or her home state university.
There is no cost for writing to Morning Edition, so please do it. Go to NPR.org and click on the button that says Contact Us.